This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a look at how drones could be used and misused in hunting in Wisconsin.
First, there may be a showdown in northern Wisconsin over access to a proposed mining site. A new state law limits access to the site of a proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin's Pinocchio Range, and protesters vowed yesterday to continue hiking in the area.
Mike Simonson joins us now. He's WPR's reporter in Superior. He's been tracking this story. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So give us, please, a bit of the recent history. Why did this off-limits zone get put into place?
Well, it's kind of a work in progress, this whole mining thing. You guys, I know, have covered it very closely as well. But in June, when they first began exploratory drilling, the first day of the drilling, there was a band of a dozen or more masked people who literally raided the drill site. It was a confrontation with a lot of swearing, and it was rather intimidating. That started then that GTAC came in with bulletproof security, an Arizona firm that was showing automatic weapons and dressed in camouflage. Then the legislature stepped in and said, hey, you know, we need to have an off-limits safety zone for a couple of reasons. One, to protect workers from raids or whatever, and the other one is to protect the public in case they are just out hiking and unaware of what's going on, that the area is posted, so if there is some activity, that they're not near the machinery and that sort of thing.
And this off-limits zone kicks in this weekend, is that right?
Actually, it's in effect right now.
Oh.
And there haven't been any confrontations so far, but there's really a competition to see who can get the first ticket by the protesters.
And we've heard this week from people opposed to the mine and wanting to have access to this site. What are you hearing from them? Why do they oppose this off-limits zone?
They want to be able to monitor what's going on there. They want to be able to see if while they're drilling, while GTAC is drilling, if there are any spills, if the holes have anything kicked back, any waste rock. That is just a lot of streams, a very sensitive area, a very natural area. They want to be able to document all of the activity that they say is disruptive to the Pinokis.
You mentioned that there was more or less a contest to see who might get the first citation. What kind of things are protesters talking about doing to protest, I guess, both the mine and this exclusion zone?
Well, they're talking about the Golden Goose Award, trying to find an egg hunt or something like that. And the egg, I guess, is a ticket. It's a peaceful thing. They're planning on and have been snowshoeing in the area. They've been taking pictures of this of themselves in the off-limits area. The sheriff's departments in Iron and Ashland County have followed that. Nobody's being secretive of it. They're trying to keep it upbeat. But even below all of this, this could be a serious thing. If somebody notches it up and if either on law enforcement or GTAC or the protesters, this may not be funny anymore.
You mentioned that protesters have been public about their opposition and their plans to go onto this site. What have you heard from police as far as enforcement?
They're going to enforce it as trespassing. Ironically, I asked the district attorney in Iron County and I asked the two sheriffs, Sheriff Brennan and Furick of Ashland and Iron County, so you write them a ticket and that's for how much? And they're not sure because the statute isn't clear, but a normal trespassing ticket would be at least $200. But they're not sure. The DA isn't sure. The sheriff's not sure. They don't write, usually you don't have to write tickets for people walking in the woods. So this is, again, breaking new ground. But the sheriff's departments, this is a pain for them. These are small departments and very geologically large areas, and they have other work to do as well. So it's no joke to them, and they're going to enforce it. But they're going to enforce it only if GTAC complains, and GTAC has brought in their own security firm. They won't say how many and who it is, if it's bulletproof, but Sheriff Brennan told me that they are unarmed.
So, and that's been GTAC's statement on this. They've got their security. They will report incidents to the police as they happen?
Yeah. I mean, unless it's like that raid in June, which is a very isolated incidents, the only time there was a confrontation. Otherwise, everything's been very friendly, very civil. But in case it is something where they believe that their workers are in danger, then apparently the private security would take action to protect the geologists and the drillers.
Getting back to state law briefly, this no-fly zone or no-walk zone, no-hike zone, it doesn't specify any particular additional punishment beyond whatever the local trespassing ordinances might be?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's part of the thing that we're going to find out this week. If the sheriff writes out a ticket, and here's your ticket, you know, you got to go to court on this date. But the protester says, but I'm not leaving. Well, that means that they'll probably have to arrest that person. Now, keep in mind that last weekend, 50 people went snowshoeing in the off-limits zone from the LCO Harvest Project area. And it could be 100 people next weekend. Iron County, Ashland County, they don't have the resources to, they don't have any paddy wagons.
Is there talk of, maybe this is too soon to ask this question, is there talk of bringing in outside enforcement? I don't know who that would be, state police or DNR wardens or somebody to help those local police units.
Yeah, it's a possibility. The governor says that he's not going to activate the National Guard, but there is DNR. There are DNR wardens, and there is mutual assistance with local police departments, Ashland PD or Mercer or Hurley, and I suppose that could happen. It's maybe they just want to make the point of we don't think any public lands should be off limits. This is our land, and we should be able to observe it. We should be able to use it.
Civil disobedience, is that, do you think, going to be the wave of the future for protesters as this project goes forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they're going to fight this any way they can. Probably the most effective would be in the courts. The tribes certainly have taken a lead role in doing that, and they're using the federal government. And the feds have already said they don't like the way the state's going to go about the new permitting process from the new rules, permitting rules passed last year. So they're going to take a separate road. So I think courts, but also, you know, PR, staying out in the public eye, which is a pretty easy thing to do because this story is being washed around the country.
Mike, you put up another story that went nuts around the world about mainly a picture, the ice caves up on the Apostle Islands sea caves that are all iced over. Is there some kind of connection? Are protesters using that, mining opponents using that to try to strengthen their case?
Right. The sea caves are quite a ways away, but it is on Lake Superior. And the Smithsonian Magazine ran a story from the story that we ran, and the comments were from largely from the anti-mining people, so they have a national forum to do that. They said, look, Lake Superior is beautiful. These caves are incredible. Look at this. This is being threatened by this mining project because the hill runs down into the Bad River watershed and ultimately into Lake Superior. So, yeah, the Smithsonian Magazine is being used right now.
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Yeah, you bet, Rob.
That's Mike Simonson. He's WPR's Superior Bureau reporter.